Hello. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues and would like to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes.
Great. And thank you for taking my call with the following I would like to ask you. Now, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use, flooding, storms, and wildfires, and more severe and in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not concerned at all?
Very.
And a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Agreed.
Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Support.
Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
Strongly support.
A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cost three times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Strongly support.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state from making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand an impact of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you support or oppose the proposal. Here's the first one, providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Do you strongly support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose
support
it? Okay. The other one says improving electrical grid reliability.
Reliability?
Yes, sir.
Strongly support.
Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Strongly support.
Expanding quality health care.
Strongly support.
Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
Strongly support.
Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Strongly support.
Increasing access to public transportation.
Strongly support.
And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now, how convinced do you find the following statement for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change? Just let me know if it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all. And here's the first one. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, and resilience hubs and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Very convincing.
The other one says, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to a cleaner form of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland's from climate change. Do you find this very convincing or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
The other one says, the communities who have contributed the last to the climate change crisis and have the fewest resources for recovering after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all mariners is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Very convincing or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier for building solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Enhance.
And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impact of climate change, and ensure the big oil companies and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would it enhance, diminish your opinion, or no impact on your opinion?
Enhance.
And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or have no impact on your opinion?
Enhance.
Man, thank you again for your patience. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers?
Support.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat.
Okay. If the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Joe Biden.
And the last few questions are for statistic purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. In which category age groups do you fall into? 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, 65 and older?
I'm sorry. I missed those. Can you say them again?
Sure. 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and older?
35 to 49.
And which party are you registered to vote?
Democrat.
And what is your race or ethnicity?
Caucasian.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your evening. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
You too.